Welcome to Creative Disturbance.
Audio Labs. 3, 2, 1.
Leonardo Space Art, Science and Culture. Visions for the 21st Century. Recorded March 2019.
We are in 2121. If we were to have a workshop on space, art, science and culture, what would you like to be talking about?
Regina de Miguel?
I don't know if I have an idea so clear about the issues to talk in a workshop in the future, but I would like to don't be talking about the relevance of the human being in culture, you know, just to accept that we are not in the middle and we are not in the top of everything.
3, 2, 1.
Andy Gracie checking in again. If we're in 2121 and we're able to consider a workshop on space, art, science and culture, then I'd be pleased at first that we seem to have escaped the worst consequences of climate change for now. Or maybe it's the opposite, and we're looking at the need for a quick arts policy before an urgent evacuation. Apart from that, I'd like to be able to talk about how artists are contributing to the human return to the moon and the enhanced science and exploration that has enabled, about artists being involved in ongoing presences beyond Earth orbit, about the proliferation of sustainable space programs of a truly international or cultural nature, and about how studies of exoplanet atmospheres have induced the longing of knowing there is another inaccessible life form a few light years away.
Marco Volponi. So it's 1 century from now, and I would hope to start speaking about terraforming Mars. Not the card game, which is very nice in any case. Because I guess in 1 century we shall have more than one colony stable on the surface. Probably the technology would start to make feasible thinking of making actually Mars another habitable planet. That would be, let's say, the next level of going to space.
Rob Lafrenet. I would like to be talking about the first real artist who has been in space. I am not unsure if one will be in space by 2121. It's possible that this Japanese guy will be flown by Elon Musk around the moon, who calls himself an artist. So, and we've also had a circus artist on the ISS from the Cirque du Soleil. But would there ever be such a thing as an intentional space artist, an artist who wants to make art specifically for space, being allowed to fly into space? I think it's unlikely that would happen, but 2121, it's quite a long time. So yeah, it's 102 years. So maybe we will see some artists on the moon, at least. I don't think we'll see any on Mars. I don't think humans will ever get to Mars, personally.
So, Bernard Frank, in 2121, in this workshop, which of course I will hold in my villa on the moon, in the moon base, and we will have also developed a good solution to live over 100 years. We will talk about the time when we wanted to start a moon village. A moon village which is to build a community all over the world to develop a permanent and sustainable human base. In this time, 2021 will be far beyond what we have dreamt, where we thought that in 10 years we would have 10 people, and in 100 years we would have 1,000 people, but 100 years later we'll have a full continent in interaction with our whole Earth, our cradle. We will have used the moon to do science, to do technology. We'll have also the first families that will have had been established will go from one, from the earth to the moon in a very economical way. So, and I will have my grandkids visiting me for the weekend, which is, you know, one day on the moon is 1 month. So hopefully I can will be able to see all these visitors from Earth. But okay, on the question on workshop on space and art and science, clearly that's, space, art, science and culture will have developed also in a very coordinated way, because space has taken more and more importance in our life, and we will be a continent that is built on how we have explored space, or we are using also the value of space. But clearly, science, art, without conscience is not a solution. So we need also to develop a conscience of how we can use this knowledge, this technology, for the benefit of most people on Earth, or all of them.
Des pastilles, à sucer pour l'oreille. Candy.